R-A-K-E testing.
KB2HXS mobile.
TR mobile.
TRK-5WLL, short time mobile.
Hi, Leroy.
Good to hear you this morning. It's foggy morning. 61 degrees, though. I just pulled the car out of the garage. I guess that would be so wrong. It was about 51. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm in between stops and heading towards the house at the moment. How's Miss Bernice doing?
Doing just fine.
There you heard from the War Department.
Outstanding. Glad to hear that, ma'am. But, I hadn't heard from you. I hadn't been on the radio in a few days, and I was thinking about you just yesterday, and I meant to call you yesterday and see how you were.
Thanks, Leroy. I appreciate it. I haven't heard Jerry on in a while, N4DJC. I'll have to call him on the phone. He had a little health problem there here a while back, but I thought he was about over it, but he's kind of disappeared.
I heard him on this morning, KG4LSL.
Thanks. I appreciate you. Couple days ago, at least. Anyways, I'm where I need to be. Mr. Tom, I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good drive wherever you're going. Be safe. And we'll talk to y'all down the log. KFIWLL mobile.
73's Leroy. And thank you for that information. I didn't get the whole call sign there, but really appreciate that. Jerry's a fine gentleman. I always enjoy visiting with him. This is Andrew TR.
This is Jimmy, KG4LSL over here in Anderson. I heard him on the radio just a little bit ago, and I had my hands full, so I wasn't able to go get back to him, but I did hear him.
I mean, I appreciate that, Jimmy. Always enjoy talking to Jerry. We got a lot in common. And one of these days, I'll have the pleasure of meeting him and you. If you're ever up this way, just give us a holler and stop by. Well, it looks like it's going to be a rainy next several days. And to be honest with you, that kind of sucks.
And I love Jerry to death. I love talking to him. And one of these days, we'll get a chance to sit down and meet him. And it's kind of sound like we all three need to just hop in the car and go meet somewhere and have a cup of coffee or something and just sit down and talk. That would be a lot of fun. And yeah, it's going to be kind of gloomy the rest of this week and raining. And you know, thank the Lord we need the rain, because Lake Hartwell was looking pitiful here just a couple of weeks ago, and it's starting to get back on the upward climb. And from what I understand, next week we're going to dry out a little bit, and then the following week we're going to get another week of rain.
N4DJC, you guys talking about me?
Speaking of the devil.
What did you say, how ugly you were, Jerry?
Now, I've just been preoccupied with other stuff. I've been running a community test. I mean, I'm going to have a biopsy done, too. I'm not looking forward to that. But otherwise, I feel pretty good. But it's been kind of hectic around here and a little stressful, that sort of thing.
I'm definitely praying for the biopsy, and hey, I can imagine you're not looking forward to it. You've been in our prayers for a while now, and medical problems are not any fun.
Well, what they going to take a chunk out of?
Late.
Well, they knocked you out for that. They took 13 chunks out of mine the other day. It's not bad, except I had my foot is fused, not totally, but it's got a lot of screws in it. And just before that anesthetic hit, they started bending my foot, and I was all, no, I had surgery on that foot. But other than that, it's painless. And mine didn't come back like I wanted it, but it's in somebody else's. much higher order now to watch over me and see that it grows slowly, shall we say.
A little bit, but the free PSA on it was pretty good, but haven't heard back from the urologist, but I'm sure that's what he's going to do next. But mine wasn't real high, but it jumped up. I've had trouble back in December, and it actually dropped down. I've had one done, and a week later, a fair amount, but I'm sure he's still going to do a biopsy at some point. Did you have yours done locally there, Tom?
Yeah, Bernice. I think it was at Greer. Yeah, but they anesthetize you, and they're really nice people. It was at a surgery center, though, wasn't it, that they sent me to? Yeah. It was locally here. And I had one little spot that wasn't good, but they said it was so slow-growing, they weren't even going to treat me for it. And I hope they're right. I don't like that idea. And one other doctor, he didn't like that idea, but the specialist told me I'd be a very, very, very old man before it had an effect. But I don't know, Jerry. I think they just like to cast away us old folks. You get so old, you're not worth operating on.
Thanks for keeping me in your thoughts. I appreciate it. Yeah, sometimes that's the way it looks. Sometimes when we get older like that, they don't want to do anything much at all because life expectancy issues, that sort of thing. I was going to get into my urologist here. It's probably going to do it, but I was going to try to get in over at Prisma. But the doctor over there, he couldn't even work me in for an appointment until sometime in May. And, you know, I don't think I want to wait that long unless the other guy here decides he wants to wait a while before he does it. And it'd probably be sometime early May, then be another week after that before I could get they have an MRI guided biopsy over there, which is a little more thorough. But I just don't know if I want to wait that long to have it done.
All my friends are here on the radio. They are constantly in my prayers and in my thoughts. I know I don't get on here as much as I should, but I do sit here and listen to it when I'm here spraying baits or looking at other things to do. And the wife here is home today. She's kind of had an upper respiratory kind of a cold going on. Took a COVID test and it came back negative, and thankful for that. But other than that, just been sitting here playing a little bit of FT8 on the HF and spraying a lot of baits. So there that is.
My specialist, the urologist, he retired right after I had that done, within a month. And they were supposed to reschedule me for another urologist, and they haven't done that. If you happen to have the name of that guy, I'll call down there and see if I can get scheduled at Prisma. You might have a different idea. I did just assume underwent radiation treatments. But he said it wasn't necessary, so what can you do? He'd been doing it many, many years.
His name is Eric Busby, B-U-S-B-Y. And he was fellowship trained at MD Anderson. And my nephew's getting, going to his fellowship, I think, sometime later this year, June or July. And he worked at Prisma during his residency for a while. And he said it's probably the best hospital in the area. He told me, of course, he worked at Emory, too. He told me if his dad had a problem, he'd take him to Prisma rather than even Emory, but just because of size of the system there, plus the distance. He said, if you're close by, he said, that's the place to go. And so they've got all the latest stuff, and he said, you got a much greater chance of, being able to get something done there and to follow up. They have a coordinated team that does, they all work together, and this guy's in a fairly large urology practice, that there are several of them there, about three of them there, but he's considered to be one of the best. He's a gynecological urologist, which means he does robotic stuff, and they got a good team of oncologists there, and plus they do a lot of stuff, like I said, that some of the local hospitals don't have. Like I said, I was going to try to get that fusion guided MRI, biopsy, which is what they do. They take an MRI, and then a couple weeks later, they get in there and do the biopsy based on what they found on the MRI. That way, they do the regular core samples and do targeted samples, too, but it's just so far out, I'm not real sure. I don't want to wait that long to have it done, but if you need to have another one scheduled at some point, I'd contact them and get on the list for sure, even if it is 4 months out.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Bernice wrote that down, Dr. Busby. That sounds good. Yeah, they did mine with ultrasound, Jerry, and they just lay you on a table and put your feet up in a stirrup there. That's the only thing that hurt me. And then within seconds, you're gone, of course. So it's painless. And if I remember it, I'll send you a picture later of the results. It's really intriguing, the degree of technology they got from this. And like I said, they took 13 biopsies. Used to be they'd just take 12 or 13 of those, and they do it while you were awake, and it was no fun at all, my primary care doctor told me. It was bad. I think he said they took 12. Well, they took 13 this time, but it's very technologically advanced, I'll tell you that. So good luck with that. We just pulled into Aldi's here. I'd like to talk to you guys more. And Jimmy, nice to meet you this morning. And I've heard you before. And I'll get on sometime this afternoon, Jerry. My foot's hurting, but I'm going to try to walk on it. Being in that hospital with Bernice for 5 days and sitting around, it takes its toll. You're better off to be moving around. But I'll see you guys later. I'll let you take it, Jerry. And 73's to both of you. Good to hear you back on, Jerry. This is NZLTR, 73's. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Good to hear from you. I tried to catch you a time or two, just wasn't here when I wasn't able to get up here when I heard you. But yeah, I appreciate that time. That is, that's one of those things. You know, 80% of people, by the time they turn 80, have got some kind of issue with it. So it's just a very common problem, and the key is catching it early. But anyway, I appreciate that time, and yeah, it's been a while. You ought to get in line for this guy. They do active surveillance type thing, and so I think they have very advanced systems there and technology that they don't have other locations. Plus, it being a teaching hospital as well as you want somebody that's got a high volume, got a lot of patients coming in there. That way, you've got a good idea of what they recommend and that sort of thing. You know, how well it works. Anyway, I gotta jump back and come back downstairs. Jimmy, I'll work for your final.
Bernice, 73s. Hope you guys have a wonderful day and able to stay dry. And yeah, got to start moving that foot around. Otherwise, it does the same thing as mine does. It gets stiff and starts hurting. And we'll talk to you later on. Jerry, 73s to you, sir. It's so good to hear you in here. And good to be able to talk to you again. And, yeah, just keep it up. We'll keep you in our prayers and our thoughts, and just keep us updated. So I'm going to say 73s to both of you. I'm going to clear out of here and run up and grab a drink and see her spray a couple of more baits. And we'll talk to y'all later on. KG4LSL will be on the side. 73.
The cutoff date's about 72 years old, and they don't do surgery anymore. And I got a friend up in Kansas that had that, or has it, and he was stage 4 for a long, long time, still is, and they just take all the testosterone away, some medication or something. He's doing just fine, still riding his Harley and all of that stuff, and he's had it a long time, and so I'm luckier than that. They grade it on a Gleason scale, And 3 + 3, of course, equals 6. Now, that's what they say. And that's about the best rating you can get. And then they have other Gleason scale ratings. But that's about all I can tell you about it. But I'll send you this picture. I found it. In 4 DJC in 0 TR. Clear out of the car.
So pre-Gleason 6 is real good. That's close to nothing almost. Anyway, talk to you later. In 4 DJC.
In 4 DJW mobile.
Getting out of the car here at Aldi's. I was talking to Bernice a minute here. Want to say good morning and goodbye, and we'll catch you down the line today. I want to say a lot of those things that you've done for the website and the announcements and all of that are great. And since you're retired now, I'm sure you got a lot more time. But it's really a nice job you guys are doing. 73, this is NZOTR. By the way, I talked to the guys up at the Winter Ham Fest up there, and Ariel texted me and asked me to get on for some bonus points on CW and that, and I was really pleased. That was a lot of fun, so I ran the house and got on the radio. Hope they had a lot of fun. I couldn't do that. That's too cold for this old man. W4DJW. In 0TR, clear with your final.
Kind words, and yeah, Ariel and Jim, KO4LAO, were at the same one. I talked to them for a little bit. We were at a different one. We were at the Briars Club. They were at, I think, the Greer Club. But, and they were probably more serious. They were more serious. We were more social. We got our antennas up really high and made contacts even outside of the United States, way outside of the United States, but I had fun. For us, it was just, you know, the fun of getting together and getting it started again, not being too serious about it. But anyway, enjoy your shopping experience. Still pretty soon, and catch you later in 0TR, W4DJW Mobile.
Hey, W2T Mobile. W2T and 0TR clip. Got me already? I don't have no choice. Bernice is in there shopping. I gotta go in there and oversee her, or she'll be throwing money away.
Faster than you are.
There's no doubt about that. You're quite correct. But I gotta run. I got the door open here, and this old man's getting cold. That's in 0TR. See you later, Rusty.
4 degrees out there. I'll talk to you later. Just run away. W2.
Rusty.
I don't know yet. I'm thinking about going to McAllister's and have one of their good baked potatoes with roast beef on it.
Good ideas for eating. Makes me hungry. I was thinking about going by Long John's and do some fishing.
More than that for the middle of the day, and I'll eat something light for supper tonight, snack. I was going to have yogurt for breakfast, thing of yogurt for breakfast this morning, and it was bad, so only had one left, so I threw it away, but I'll get me some lunch here a little early today, but I've got to go out and take care of a couple of things, get some envelopes so I can mail stuff, go by and pick up a couple of things at Walmart for traveling and things like that, so, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that to get things caught up.
Dropping off club ID cards at the post office and then going and getting something to eat. And then I was going to go flying, but it looks a little too overcast for flying. A white airplane, you tend to lose white airplanes on a white background like that.
Well, so every now and again, I've got raindrops that keep falling on my windshield. So, you know, you probably don't want to fly in the rain either.
No, that's not good for the electronics. But it wouldn't be the first time I've flown in the rain before. I've seen other guys fly in the rain before, and I've seen guys crash in the rain before because it got into their electronics. But if you got a sealed-up airplane, it's not too bad, as long as you can keep your transmitter dry.
Getting out and take photos in the rain, you got to keep your camera dry because of all the electronics in them these days and everything. So, you know, it's one thing if not one thing, it's 2, 3, or 4.
The camera body. What's that? My father and I used to leapfrog over each other. I'd buy the latest one, then a year later he'd buy the latest one, and then a year later I'd buy the latest one. And we quit doing that when he got in his 80s. and it's just settled in with what we had. But I just wonder what they're still doing. You keep up with that?
Well, I'm a Canon man. I've got Canon equipment, so that's what I keep up with and what they've got. And now they're going to these mirrorless cameras, which are supposed to be better for taking good photos because you don't have the flipping of the mirror up and down when you're taking pictures to get out of the way. And, when you start talking about mirrorless cameras, you got to buy different lenses to use with them because you can't use the same lenses you use with a regular camera. And the lenses and the cameras cost big, big, big bucks.
Well, I always just bought the camera body and kept my lenses. They were always backward compatible. But I did take one of the older ones and I put it in the window seal. And I hooked a Raspberry Pi to it and had it taking a picture every other second. And I think when it got up to 40,000 pictures, it broke that flipping mechanism that flips that lens, that mirror up. And there's no fixing that. So bye-bye camera, I broke it. At about 40,000 pictures, taking a picture every other second. Anyway, I'm about to hop out of the car and run in the post office and drop off these cards, and then I'll be back out if you're not designated. W2T, W4DJW.
No, I probably got another 5 minutes or so before I get to my first destination. I'm around W2T Mobile.
DJW Mobile.
You long? I'm surprised you didn't just ride through by where there was a mailbox that you could just reach out the window and drop them in.
To do that a long time ago. I don't do that anymore. I take them inside and drop them in there. I don't know. The less work they have to do, the better. The more opportunity it has to arrive at its destination safely.
What are you mailing out?
Bars? That winter field, they had all that activity. Got a dozen people signed up.
Club members, huh? And also, you the secretary or something now?
Yes, sir. Went back to me after Robert passed. I think Robert was up until he passed away.
He used to be the secretary, and I thought he was the treasurer, and somebody else was the secretary, unless he was doing both.
Sure. Leroy's been, well, as long as I know, Leroy's been the treasurer. I don't know who was the treasurer before him.
It works out to that. Anyway, well, I'm about to destinate, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s for now, and I will catch up to you in a little while. And I got to go through a nasty intersection and then get to and then pull into the parking lot for Office Depot. Talk to you later. W4DJW, W2T, 7-3s.
Well, enjoy your lunch. I'll talk to you before you eat lunch. Bon appetit. Good talking to you. Have a good rest of the day, W4DJW Mobile. W4DJW Mobile.